thousand fierce soldiers surrounded him, and they all look very ugly and have all kinds of weapons in their hands, with one eye full of anger. And when sentient beings see them, they will all give rise to a terrified or horrified mind.
我想这个状况是前面我们都没有听过的状况，那时候士兵非常严。然后呢，假如说这个国内的这些众生，他们要触犯了国王的这些教条的时候，或是你偷人家的东西啊，或是伤害别人的生命的时候，甚至于他侵害别人的妻子的时候，或是他伸出邪知邪见的时候，或是发出嗔恨心的时候，这个时候呢，国王就会把他抓来，然后五花大绑绑起来之后呢，就判他们的罪，判他罪判得很严重啊，比如说砍断他的手脚呀，挖掉他的耳朵啊，挖出眼睛啊，或是砍头啊，甚至扒他们的皮啊，或是割解他们的身体，或是用沸水去煮，或是用大火去烧他，甚至把他们从高山上推下去。这样的无量无苦，这样的这些罪人受到这样子惩罚的时候呢，他们喊出来那个叫的那种凄苦的声音，就好像地狱中里面大地狱的那种凄苦的声音，真的让人惨不忍睹。
So, for this Gunnar Invader, what Sudana saw is very different because, he saw criminals, thieves, bandits, murderers, troublemakers, rapists, and so on brought in front of the king and saw the king deal out appropriately punishments by the king's order. Some had their hands and feet cut off. Some had their ears and nose cut off. Some had their eyes gouged out. Some had their limbs or heads cut off. Some had their whole bodies burned by fire. And some were being dismembered, crippled, burned, killed with acid. So, then I watched them undergoing such harsh, injurious, deadly punishments, just like a hell.
我要问大家哈，你今天是善财童子哈，到那个地方，他告诉你说那个是善知识，你去参访他，你看到这个状况，你心里会不会起疑问呢、啊？会吗
？So I want to ask you if you were Sudan and you have seen this scene, what would you think? Would you give rise to doubts?
Okay. 所以这个时候呢，这善财童子看到这个这么恐怖，就是完全是地狱的状态的时候，他就想说。他说其实我在这一路上学菩萨道，我是希望利益众生的啦，来学菩萨行啊。可现在这个吴彦如这个国王呢，他毁灭一切善法诶，而且做出这么大的恶罪，然后来恼害这些众生，然后甚至于断送他们的生命。他说我怎么能够在这个地方求法呢？他说怎么为什么能在这边能够发大悲心来救护一切众生呢？他升起了这么大的疑问心、怀疑心。
So, seeing that dreadful, horrifying butchery, Sudana thought, I have set out for supreme perfect enlightenment for the sake of all beings, and I'm devoted to pursuing the practice of enlightened beings. But this king is devoid of goodness, an evildoer, malicious, a killer, an oppressor, without regard for others. So how can I hear about the practice of enlightened beings from him?
这个状况很像前面善财童子参访一个叫做圣热婆罗门。圣热婆罗门他不是用他就是四边都是用热火嘛，然后上面有太阳，然后还爬到那个高尖上站，从他跳下去，对不对？他跟善财童子说你这样做做看。善财童子同样也是先处这样的怀疑心，一样的状况。
So if you recall, Sudana had encountered such doubt before with another Gunnar Invader who asked him toJump into the fires, climb at the knife mountain, jump into the fires.
你看哈、哦，这个善财童子真的是非常，他就是累世人有修行善根。他虽然动了这样念头的时候，这个时候就有一位天人就出来了。天人出现，他说：“善男子啊，你应该意念普眼菩萨，就是前面那个善知识，他告诉你的参访，你不要忘记的。他说你要记得他告诉你的教化。他说呢，那善财童子说：是啊，我常常记得他的教化，我不敢忘记啊。”他说你千万不要厌倦，千万不要怀疑善知识跟你说的话，他一定会引导你到一个比较安全而且没有险难的地方。
So, because Sudana had been practicing multiple lifetimes, so he has great blessings and merits. So when he was having had this doubt, celestial beings in the sky over his head called out. Do you not remember the instructions from the previous Gunnar advisor who asked you to jump into the fire? Sunan looked up and said, yes, I do. The celestial being said, do not give rise to doubt about the instructions of Gunnar advisors, because they will guide you safely right to the destination.
这个天人界有讲说，他说这个善知识啊，他们是用善巧方便的方法来告诉你，这是不可思议的。他说你千万不要生出怀疑心。
So the celestial being said, good knowing advisor will teach you in skillful means, skillful ways. This way, it is inconceivable. So do not doubt their method.
在佛经里面描述的这段，他讲了很多。他说，比如说，他说这个菩萨呢，摄受众生的智慧是不可思议的，护念众生的智慧是不可思议的。菩萨呢，观机斗教，给予众生法药的智慧是不可思议的，甚至守护众生的智慧是不可思议的，解脱救度众生的智慧也是不可思议的，然后甚至调伏一切刚强众生的智慧也是不可思议的。
So the sutra says, the knowledge of how to take care of all sentient beings is inconceivable. The knowledge of how to benefit sentient beings is inconceivable. The knowledge of how to restrain sentient beings is inconceivable. The knowledge of how to further sentient beings is inconceivable. The knowledge of how to care for sentient beings is inconceivable. The knowledge of how to protect sentient beings is inconceivable. The knowledge of how to purify sentient beings is inconceivable.
所以他就想说，你不要再怀疑的。他说，甚至是不是只会自己着想的？他所有做的一切都是为了教化众生。
So the celestial being said, do not doubt Gunnar advisors. All they have taught you to do is really for your own goodness.
我想到哈，想到我们的师父啊，我们像我们出家众，他觉得说，哇，师父对出家众非常的严格。那菩萨说，不会啊。我们都跟师父同桌吃饭的呢，师父都对我们非常好呢。我说我们在僧团里面跟师父讲话是要跪下来合掌的，你就知道善知识在调化众生的方式是不一样的。
So this makes me think of our 师父 Master Xun Yan. A lot of lay people will tell me, practitioner will tell me that 师父 is really very kind, very approachable, but.When I think of Shifu, you know, when he disciplines Sanghas, when we talk to him, we have to actually kneel down and join palms to talk to him.
Okay. 所以这就是善知识的呈现哈。
So that's how, you know, great knowing advisor will teach people differently, use different method.
所以这个天人就跟他讲说，你那个真正认识善知识的教化是不容易的。
So it shows that.It shows us it's really difficult to really understand good knowing advisor's teachings.
所以圣才童子听到这个天人这样讲完之后呢，他就往前走，走到这个国王面前了。那当然就跟他顶礼问讯啦、啊，他就问同样的问题。他说啊，我已经发的无上正的正觉的心，但是我不晓怎么样来行菩萨行，修菩萨道。
So after hearing the words of celestial beings.Sudana went to King Anala, paid his respects, and said, Noble one, I have give rise to the Bodhi mind, but I do not know how to learn to carry out the practice of the enlightened beings. I hear that you give instructions to enlightened beings, so please teach me.
好，那这个国王看到善财童子，他就牵着他的手，就带着他到宫殿里面，他就跟他讲说，你跟我住在一起。然后他说，你应该观察一下，我现在所住的这个宫殿里面有什么不一样。
So, the king came over and took Sunan's hand into the palace. And entering his own residence, the king, said to Sunan, "Look at the surroundings, the furnishings of my house. You should see how it is different."
就这个善财童子一听到国王这样跟他讲之后，他就四边看一看，看看看看，哇，这个宫殿非常的殊胜，而且非常的大。广大无比，他说每个地方都是用各种的宝去盛的，包括墙壁啊、楼阁啊、宫殿啊等等等等。不只是这样的，旁边有十亿端正相好的侍女，非常的殊胜在旁边。 他们不管行住坐卧啊，然后甚至有时候禁止啊，他们甚至国王告诉他们做什么事情都做得非常的好，而且令人欢喜。
So Sudana looked at the palace and it was magnificent. It was large with walls of seven precious substance adorned with terraces of various jewels embellished with hundreds of thousands of jewel towers blazing with the radiance of inconceivable numbers of jewels with pillars made of various jewels. And he also saw the kings of 100 million ladies, all extremely beautiful, versed in all the arts, diligent, kind-hearted, and attentive.
好，所以这个国王就跟善财童子讲说，他说你觉得怎么样呢？你有什么意见？假如说我像前面你看到的这样去判案的这种追从这种恶行的话，这种这么严厉、这么罪恶的话，我怎么能够得到这样的果报？这么殊胜的果报？这样的庄严的色身，甚至这么美女的眷属，而且我富贵充足，在这边自在快乐，我怎么能够这样子呢？他说：“你知道吗？我得到一种三昧，叫做入菩萨如虚幻解脱的三昧，所以我可以游戏神通变化，不可思议。”
So the king said to Sudana, "What do you think? Could such fruits of action come to a great villain?" Could a villain attain such a condition with such richness, such power, and such blessings? The king continued to say, I have attained enlightened beings' magical liberation.
好，就是他就讲说，善人子，你知道吗？因为我国土的众生啊，他们大多是行杀业，行偷盗，行邪淫，就是我们知道，我们就是三不善业嘛，哈。要是我用其他的方法都没有办法，所以我用方便的法门，我不用这个严刑峻法的手段的话，他们是不会调伏的。我重点是让他们能够害怕之后，让他们能够舍离这些恶业。我调伏这些众生的缘故，就是因为我用神通变化这些恶人，听到哈？我用神通变化这些恶人，然后他们造种种的恶业，受种种的苦。所以在你前面看到这些恶人全部都是我神通变化出来的，他们不是真实的，他们都是用幻如幻解脱三昧的一种方法所呈现出来的。
So the king said, because the people in my realm are given to all sorts of evil doing, murder, theft, rape, falsehood, slander, divisive talk, malice, false views,cruelty, etc. I'm unable to turn them away by any other means. So in order to subdue them, mature them, guide them, secure them, I use my supernatural abilities to have illusory executioners kill and make up illusory criminals, making a display of intense suffering and pain.And seeing this, the people in my realm become afraid to do so.
听懂吗？他是他变出来的。哦、他说呢，重点是我要希望一些众生，这些作恶的众生，他们见到这些严厉的处罚之后呢，他们心生恐怖，然后呢能够改过自新，不要再造恶业了。然后呢，他们看到这些造恶人所受的果报的时候，心要生出厌离心，生出怯弱心，不敢再造恶业。好，善男子啊，我以这种变化的恶人造种种恶业，受种种苦的这种善巧方便的方法，是令一切众生能够舍离这个十恶业，让他们能够学习十善业，最后得到究竟的快乐，最后得到究竟的安稳，然后住到一切的智地，就是成佛。
So again, all this hellish torturement.All those executioners, great villains, are all just magical creations by my supernatural abilities. And I was just doing that to show people, to show beings in my realm, that to persuade them to be away from the 10 evil deeds and cultivate the 10 good deeds. And eventually, they can have the ultimate joy, ultimate calmness, and the ultimate wisdom.
好，他说：“善男子，你知道吗？我的身口意三业从来没有恼害过一个众生。”
And the king said, good man, do you know I have never harmed one single sentient being by my words, by my deeds, or by my thoughts.
哦，像我这样的心的人呢，我宁愿呢敬畏来敬，我受无量地狱的苦，也从来不曾放过一念来害人的心，甚至于是一只蚊子、一只蚂蚁，令他们受到伤害而造苦。何况是人呢？因为人是福田，人能够生长一切善法。
And he continued, good man, people like, you know, I would rather go into hell and suffer than harming one heart, harming one sentient being, even to a mosquito, even to mosquitoes or ant. I would never want any sentient beings get harmed, let alone human beings, because human beings, human forms is the best realm to cultivate blessings.
好，善男子，我得到这个方法就是如幻的解脱法门。这个法门呢，我就是要让众生，为了要帮助一切众生，所以这一些方法都是如幻如化的，而且甚至于是世间的一切都是如幻如化的，没有实在性。
And he said, my method is illusory. It's not real. And actually, all phenomena in the world are all illusory. There are no substance of nature.
好，诸菩萨能够进入真实相的无碍的法门来修行六度波罗蜜，他们是能够以这个无碍的智慧，对境修对境无心，所以不生一切执着，所以他们才能够进到一切的三昧当中。
So great bodhisattvas can enter into this the reality and practice six paramitas, and their wisdom is with no obstructions.
好，他经文没到描述到这个地方，你有没有松一口气
？So when you hear all this, do you feel a great relief?
对，我们会觉得说，哇，刚开始的时候，国王很庄严啊，可是他前面看到那个士兵这么严厉哈。所以国王讲了，这一切都是幻化出来的。好，我们来讨论一下，这个善知识它的一些东西。
Yeah, because in the beginning we were talking about the king looks magnificent, but all his subordinates, his attendants all look like malicious, look evil. But now we understand they are all just illusory.
善财童子当初他一刚开始先看到这个国王的时候，这个国王他的正报非常的庄严嘛，正报很庄严，然后坐在那个大椅子上。可是当他看到那个十万个士兵那个凶猛的样子的时候，他心产生一种怀疑心，就是说，哎呦，我是来学佛的，我是来学怎么样出离身，怎么样帮助众生的，我怎么会这样子？而且听到这众生在那边哭喊的声音像大地狱一样。所以还好哦，这个善财童子他累生累劫有修行，有一些善知识来帮助他。那时候其实这个天人就善知识，他来跟他讲说，你不要因为看到这个像而 miss 掉了这个参访这个吴彦祖国王的这样的因缘呐。
So, let's do a little discussion here. So, in the beginning, when Sudana saw king was sitting on the high seat, the king looks great, magnificent, but all his subordinate, his soldiers, 10,000 soldiers, or looks very cruel and treat people with angry eyes or angry looks. And he heard, Sudana heard, you know, the criminals crying out loud because they got severe punishments, just like in a hell. So at that time, Sudana gave rise to the doubt, was wondering if the king was really a good knowing advisor. But luckily, their celestial beings, they are actually also good knowing advisors for Sudana. They came down from the sky and told Sudana, don't miss the opportunity to visit this great knowing advisor. Don't be fooled by what you have seen.
啊，当然的，这个国王就告诉他说，你去看看我周边的像，他就看到说，哇，不只是国王色身庄严，他连宫殿都这么大，然后呢，多少的宫女在旁边都是这么殊胜庄严，其他的正报异报都很庄严。你可以知道，这其实就是国王累生累劫修行得到的结果。
So under the king's guidance, Sudana went around to check the palace, and he saw that not only the king himself has great physical characteristics, but also his palace all look magnificent with jewels, adornments, and all his thousand attendants, female attendants, are all beautiful and kind, attentive. So then he understand not only the king himself is great, but his surroundings, his attendants are all great. And this is actually created by king's merits through multiple lifetimes practice.
我们把这个例子回来看自己，我们身边有这么多人，就像大家在座的每一个人都有一个家，我们回来看看，你自己有一个家，别人有一个家，你会有时候去参访别人家的时候觉得说，哇，他们家好大好庄严，会觉得说，哇，我相对觉得我们家很小，我们家很怎么样怎么这样，你会不会动过这样的念头？
So Take a step further. Sometimes we will compare ourselves, our families, our surroundings, our house to other people's family, houses, surroundings. And we will say, wow, the other person really has a better house, has a bigger house, or things like that. Would something like this ever occur to you?
其实这个一切就像刚刚国王讲，都是累生累劫，你修行所得到的果报。一切当下看到一切现象都是果报，这就是我们累生的一些种的因，当下是果报。
So actually, what you have, you know, just like the sutra said, what you have been experiencing, what you have right now, the fruitations are all created by your merits through multiple lifetimes.
我要跟菩萨讲说，你来听经，你不要只是听听那是别人的故事，要把它 include 回到自己身上来。假如说你真的对你现在当下的状况不满意，我们要回来问自己的，你以前种了什么样的因？所以当下的时候，我们开始修行的时候，加了一些善的缘，我们以后的果报就会更好。所以要把这些东西回到自己身上来应用。
So, I want to encourage everyone come here not just to listen to stories, but also try to apply to your real life situations and how the story relates to yourself.And if you're not happy with your current situations, you should think about what type of causes you have planted in the past. And if you want to change your current situations, how you could plant good seeds, plant good causes, and when the right conditions come, you will get the fruitation that you want.
对。所以你可以后来国王跟他讲说，他看到的这些凶猛的士兵啊，各种严厉的刑罚，都是为了调御这些身口意三业造恶罪的众生，就是调伏那个难调难伏的刚强众生，就像我们娑婆世界众生一样难调难伏。所以我都是用神通变化出来的这个恶人作罪，然后让他们看到害怕，产生怯弱心，不再造恶业。国王进一步讲，他说我从开始到现在，我的身口意三业都是这么清净，我从来没有恼害过一个众生，甚至于没有发过一个害人的心，甚至一只蚊子一只蚂蚁我从来都没有伤害过他们，何况是人呢？人就是一切福田，能够增长一切善法，所以这一切所现象的都是我的悲心所幻化出来的所谓的愤怒相。
So the king further explained all the scenes, all the cruel scenes, punishments, extreme punishments you have seen are all created by my supernatural powers. And I was doing that to discipline sentient beings and actually to make display the scene, to try to discipline and train, guide stubborn beings. Because only when they see those extreme punishments, they begin to give rise to the fear, give rise to the rightful fear and will not commit such wrongdoings anymore.
所以我们在藏传的佛像有看过那个愤怒的佛像有吗？对，真的有愤怒像哈。So, 甚至于是我们这次那个水陆法会的时候，在我们那个应该叫什么甘露法师，跟就是我们的宫，不是宫的堂，于且咽口的时候。 你可以看到面瘫大士，对，观世音菩萨事件的面瘫大士，面瘫大士那个像就是要阿难认真修行。对。
The king actually himself never harm any sentient beings. His speech, his words, his deeds, his mind are all purified. He has never hurt one sentient beings, not even a mosquito, an ant, let alone beings, because human forms are a great form to cultivate blessings. So he has done no harm. And all the scenes Sudana has seen are all just created by his magical powers. They are all illusory, are not real. And sometimes we do see great bodhisattvas, they will show in angry form. The anger actually is created by their compassion to sentient beings. Just like in, especially in Tibetan Buddhism, we have seen the yogachara practice, in certain ceremonies when we give in to hungry ghosts, you will see, Avalokitesvara, Bodhisattva will show in the form of anger.
甚至我们在什么，在比如说在华华经里面看到观世音菩萨示现33身，你看过吗？33身，甚至于阿弥陀佛也示现过这么多身。这为什么？就是要用方便方法来救度众生，这些都是幻化的众生。所以你可以知道说一切的现象都是幻化的。那我要问了，你身边这些来恼害你的，是不是也可能就是这些大菩萨们所示现的呢？是哈。你是不是也可以用这种心来对待他们呢？
And in the Lotus Sutra, we all know that Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva can take manifestations in 33 different forms. So sometimes he could take an angry form or scary form just to help beings as necessary. And I want to say, think about people in your life. Sometimes they may appear annoying or scary. Could that be possible that they are actually all great bodhisattvas just to show up in that form?
因为被你他的小菩萨气死了，被你同修气死了，会不会这样子？他们可不可能就是大善知识来示现？绝对是的嘛，是吗？你记不记得？我记得台湾那时候大地震的时候，师父讲说，救苦救难的是大菩萨，可是这个受苦受难的救苦救难的是菩萨，然后呢，受苦受难的是大菩萨。是，就是他们了，就是他们。
So is that possible? And your spouse, your children are who drives you crazy are actually manifestations of great bodhisattvas, and they come to help you. Yes, it's definitely possible. Just like in the big earthquake in Taiwan, Shifu commented, people who help others who.You know, after the disaster, people went over there to help others. They are great bodhisattvas. But people who have died in the big earthquake, they are even greater bodhisattvas.
所以这样的话，我们对他们有什么方法可以用？有啊，《金刚经》讲啊，因无所住而生其心。我们对应就是你适当的回应，但是不住身心，就是不要去执着。
So when we feel people are annoying us or make us uncomfortable, how can we respond to situations like that? And in Diamond Sutra, there's a verse, if you remember, it says, your mind should not dwell on anything. That will give rise to the true mind.
好，所以善财童子呢，就后来这个吴彦祖国王就跟他讲说，我的方法就只有这样子啊，你往下去参访另外一个善知识吧。所以这个善财童子就离开这个吴彦祖国王的方法之后呢，他一边走，然后一边思考这个吴彦祖国王的一些法门，然后当然他慢慢慢慢升起一些慈悲心之后呢，他经过了很多地方，然后呢，他到各个城域啊，甚至旷野的地方，他一路这样走都不觉得疲倦，也不觉得懈怠，最后他只到一个地方叫做妙光大城，他到了这个地方的时候就问人家想说，请问这个妙光大城，这是有一个国王名字叫大光王所住的地方，他们想说是是是，他就住在这个地方，他说太好了，我今天就是要去找这个大光王。
So then the king Anala said to Sudana, said, this is all I know, and you should continue to visit the next Gunoyun advisors, who is the king of great light. So after hearing that, Sudana continued on his journey. He traveled, passed through countries, villages, mountains, dry place, wet place, cities, towns, and searching everywhere tirelessly until he came to a great city, and he asked where the great light, the king great light lives.
好，就人家就跟他讲说，国王就在那个地方，结果他就往下走，进到这个妙光城，一看到这个妙光城的城市，也是很殊胜。他说，整个城市都是由金银、琉璃、玻璃、珍珠、砗磲、玛瑙七宝所打造而成的，而且这个七宝城里面呢，还有那个很深的沟，这个沟里面是七宝所成，里面还有什么八功德水，然后呢这个池底是金沙铺地，然后里面有莲花，青莲花、红莲花、白莲花、黄莲花，请问你想起来哪一部经吗？对，阿弥陀经，是啊。
So Sudana entered the city and he looked around the city. It was beautiful, made of seven preciousjewels, gold, silver, lapis, lazuli, crystal, red pearl, emerald, etc. And it was also surrounded by eight excellence of waters. And the filled with water of eight excellent qualities. And in the palms, on the bottom of the palm, there were gold sand. And in the palm, there were lotuses as large as chariot wheels.There were all kinds of colors. There were red color, blue color, yellow, and white lotus. They are all marvelous and beautiful, fragrant and pure. And when I mention this, which sutra actually do you think of?
对的，是佛说阿弥陀经，对不对？释迦牟尼佛跟我们介绍说，十万亿佛度之外的有一个所谓的安乐国。在那个地方有一尊佛，就是阿弥陀佛，他的极乐世界就是这么殊胜庄严。菩萨，我要问的就是说，你不要认为说只有佛，只有某一尊佛的活国净土是这么殊胜庄严，现在连这个国王的也是这么殊胜庄严，你就可以知道说，这尊国王其实本身就是大圣，就是法身大士所示现的，所以他的依报环境也就是这么殊胜庄严。
Yes, the description in the sutra about this palace makes us think of.The Amitabha Buddha's Western Pure Land in the Amitabha Sutra. So I want to emphasize that actually not just Buddha lands, Amitabha's Buddha lands are so beautiful, pure, magnificent. Actually, even this king of great light had this great palace.
因为这个国王就是法身大士所示现的。
Because this Gunoyun advisor actually is also a manifestation of great Bodhisattvas.
好，他也描述说啊，它里面有那个七重行树，就跟那个七重行树。好，然后另外呢，他说他的城非常的大，大光城非常的大，有十个游行这么大，而且开八个门，然后每一个门上就有七宝所庄严庄教而成。然后在大光城里面有十亿条的道路，每一条道路里面有居住的非常非常多的众生在那个地方。
So this city is very large. It has eight gates and it has eight sides were all beautifully constructed of seven precious substance. And the city was large, a symmetrical building set on ground of blue lapis lazuli. And there were 10 million streets in the city, each one lined on both sides with hundreds of thousands of mansions.Made of various precious substance.
你看哦，十亿条的道路哎，你看最后知道那个城有多大，非常非常多，而且有无量万亿的众生居住在那个地方，非常大的一个城。
And you can see there are 10 million streets in the city, so you can see how big the city is and how many beings are living there.
所以我就要跟大家讲说，你要涤华眼睛，你要把那个心打开。十亿条马路是怎么一回事？非常非常的大的一个地方。
That's why I often say you have to open your mind when you read Flower Dormant Sutra, just to be able to imagine how big the city is.
好，他下面描述说这个城里面有多舒适，他说他的楼阁啊上面有各种各种的，他讲了好多来描述，非常非常多的什么摩尼什么琉璃啊各种东西来覆盖，然后呢上面又有很多很多的宝网宝盖，非常的舒适。他说这个城里面呢有一个楼阁名字叫正法帐，他说这个地方非常的舒适。他说呢这个大光明王就常常居住在这个正法帐这个楼阁里面。
So the city was covered with nets of unsurpassed jewels, countless sandalwood towers arrayed with innumerable jewels, covered with nets of celestial flowers, countless towers of incomparable fragrance arrayed with innumerable jewels. And in the midst of this, there was a tower called the Right Dharma Tower.
Okay, 好，那就这个国王就住在那个地方了哈。我要跟菩萨讲说，你进到这个地方会不会像那个刘姥姥进大观园一样，东看看西看看，哇，这个很漂亮，那个很漂亮。可是这善财童子不是这样哦，他看到这一切的珍宝的时候呢，甚至乃至于那些男男女女啊，甚至于他这个六尘他的对境的时候，完全没有贪爱跟执着心，他完全不被这个六尘所干扰。他只是一念想到我怎么样去求到这个究竟的法，一切希望我能够赶快见到这个善知识，他的心是非常的清净。
So the tower in the middle is the house of the king, and when we have seen such magnificent place, most people will be amazed by what they see. But Sudana actually not drawn by all the decorations, not amazed by all the jewel walls, not attached to all everything, because his focus is on seeing teachings from Guno advisors. He's not attached to the material beautifulness of the palace.
我跟大家讲个笑话。昨天有菩萨呢，他们就来寺院里面啊。当然那个菩萨是很护持的，他就跟法师讲：“法师，现在那个 Christmas 快到了哈 ，Christmas 之后呢会打折，所以百货公司会打折。他说你们要不要去买东西？要不要去买帽子啊？买衣服？买鞋子啊？”我说：“有什么地方的在卖僧众穿的衣服吗？”
So I want to tell you a little story. There was a follower, disciple who visited this temple, and we had a conversation, and he was saying, you know, after Christmas, everything's on sale. I think you should, do you want to buy some hats, gloves, clothes? It's a great time to buy. So I responded saying, do you know any place will sell monastic goods, like hats, monastic robes?
有时候我们真的难免会被这个外境所转，菩萨绝对没有错，我觉得菩萨真的是非常护持。可是我就讲到说，我们对外境我们很容易执取，很容易执着，就是哇 on sale 的时候我们大家就去挤破头去挤买个什么东西吧。可是真的就是你真的需要什么多少东西。所以你可以看到，就这边看到这个善财童子，虽然外境都很庄严哦，可是他是一心在法上，所以对外境都不贪着，心非常的清净。
So I understand that this person is coming from his good heart, goodness, but it's just funny to think about it, because when everything's on sale, we want to go out and buy everything. You can see how our mind is turned by the outside environment. But Sudana is not like us. He is not turned by what he has seen.
好，我们回来讲，这个国王的宫殿非常的舒胜哦。但是呢，这个国王呢，他并不是住在宫殿里面，他住在大马路当中呢，就有一个位置，他就住在那个地方，他不在那个地方。那你可以看到，这个国王形容描述他有28种大人像，80随行好。佛有32相，对不对？80随行，他有28相，80随行，非常非常的殊胜。那当然这边形容很多哈，形容佛的身体有什么金色的光啊，很多很多东西。你可以看到说他的正报身非常的庄严。
So the king's palace is great, And but the king actually does not live in the palace right now. He has to sit in the middle of the street. And when Sudana saw him, the king has 28 great physical characteristics. And also 80 other minor good characteristics. And we know as a Buddha has 32 great physical characteristics.
好，那这个是表示说这个国王的他的政报声非常殊胜嘛。好，那我们去看他的医报环境。他说国王这个座的前面呢有非常多的珍宝、衣服、璎珞，还有各种美妙的饮食。另外有各种七宝所成的车子，还有很多天诸天来这边奏音乐，然后呢还有各种汤药啊，然后滋养身体的一些东西啊，都非常的殊胜妙，甚至于有无量这个乳牛，他们的蹄这个脚上是金色的，还有非常多容貌端圆的女众，他们都是用各种旃檀香来涂抹身体，然后他们精通各种的伎乐，然后他们呢对世俗东西非常了解，所以众生要什么东西他们就随时帮助他们给布施。所以在这个整个这个大光城的所有的道路旁边布满了一切的众生所需要的所谓资深的东西，这么多的菩萨在协助众生布施，众生需要什么他们来帮忙布施给众生。
So not only the king himself has great looks magnificent, butAlso his surroundings, he also has all kinds of jewels, beautiful clothing, treasures, pearls, all kinds of wonderful food, and all transportation vehicles adorned with seven jewels, and also surrounded by the celestial musical instruments, playing beautiful music, and he has all kinds of10 millions, all kinds of medicines to nurture your body, and he also have countless cows. So I guess he have enough milk. He also have many millions of beautiful girls, adorned with all kinds of jewels, dressed in heavenly clothes, and all this just to show how the king's surroundings are all marvelous.
这些汤药齁不是国王来滋生的，汤药是为给救助众生的，还有很多滋生的东西。然后这个乳牛呢，它的脚上是金色的脚，表示非常殊胜。
So actually all the kinds of goods we just described are not for the king himself, but it's for the needs of all sentient beings.
重点就是这些东西都是到这个大国王为了要普遍摄受众生的缘故。让众生能够生死讲行了很多欢喜心啊，踊跃心啊，清净心啊，然后让众生能够远离这个身口意三业的不净业的这样缘故，然后最后要拔出众生一些清净，让这个众生能够成就善业的缘故，所以在道路旁边有这么多殊胜的东西。
So the, all the goods, all the material goods that he possesses are all for fulfilling the needs of theFor all sentient beings. So, he can help sentient beings give rise to the right mindset, give joy to sentient beings.
所以这个时候呢，这个时候，这个善财童子正是看到国王就走往前走，然后问讯合掌就说，他说大善者、啊、他说我已经发了无上的菩提心了，但是我不知道怎么样来行菩萨行，修菩萨道。
So, Sudana saw the king and he came up, he approached the king and paid the respect and said, noble ones, I have give rise to the Bodhi mind, but I don't know how to practice the Bodhisattva conduct. Can you please, teach me?
好，这个大官就跟他说，他说善男子啊，他说我这个方法叫清净修行菩萨的大慈悲，好，大慈床行。他说我已经满足这个行。他说我在无量百千万亿劫乃至不可说不可说的佛道场当中来修行，来思维观察这个法门。
So the king said to Sudana, good man, I have I have been practicing this enlightening practice of great benevolence. I have been practicing this method for millions of billions of years and in numerous Buddha's lands. And I have been practicing, observe, contemplating on such method.
我不知道大家有没有听懂，他就意思是说，他在很长的时间修行这个方法，而且在不同的非常多非常多的佛国的庄严当中去修行这个方法。
So I don't know if you get it. So this king has been practicing this one method for millions or millions of years in different Buddha lands.
我要问的菩萨说说，比如说法师，我是念佛的人。可是念念佛，你会发现，哎呀，念佛完不好，好像不好用。我来打坐吧，打坐换一换，说，哎呀，我来修什么法门吧，我来修什么法门吧。你看这个大菩萨，他用同样的方法修行多少时间，百无量百千万亿亿的时间，同时在无量不可说的佛道场里面修行同样一个方法，才有办法成就这样一个殊胜法门。
So, I have often heard people say that, well.My main method is chanting, but sometimes I feel chanting is not useful or not effective enough, so I change to meditations or change to other methods. So do you notice sometimes people change methods all the time?
所以我在跟菩萨讲说，你在从这边当中听，要听到这个东西，我们要就是回来帮助自己在修行路上有一个稳定的方法，好，才有办法成佛。看到别人成佛都拍拍手说很棒啊，可是问题是，同样都没有你的份吗？我们都是要去成佛的，不是吗？所以就是告诉大家说，我们用方法要一路到底，用到底，一直用方法，不断的用，不要害怕，就一路往下用。所以你看他说，这个大光就跟上台当中讲说，我在无量百千万亿的劫当中，我都用这个方法，而是来自不可说不可说那么多的佛道场当中，我都用去问请问这个方法，思维观察修习这个方法，所以才有办法成就这样的一个殊胜行呢。
So can you see the takeaway point from this sutra is, in our own life, we should apply one method, constantly and for a longer time period. Because this king actually applied this one method in numerous lifetimes and in many, many different places. And eventually, he had such a great achievement. And when we see other people has, great achievements,We applaud and feel joyful for them, but to ourselves, we should also apply and learn from others and try to apply one method for a longer period or for most of your lifetime.
不知道你们有没有念佛超过十年的举手看看。
So please raise your hand if you have stick with chanting method for over 10 years.
好，二十年的。
For 20 years.
三十年的。
For 30 years.
哦，好，太好了。好，有没有打坐十年的？用同一个方法十年的
？Have you tried just use a meditation method for over 10 years? Please raise your hand.
二十年的
？For 20 years?
三十年的
？For 30 years?
太好了，是，这要赞叹，这个我们要赞叹，
right.
是。
Yeah, we should give a round of applause.
我们叫一门深入。
This is what we called go deeper, just in one method.
这样才有办法成就啊、哦、OK 好，所以这个国王就跟这个善财童子讲说，他说你知道吗，我为什么要修行这样的法门，这个方法是为了要什么，要摄受一切众生，引导一切众生，让令众生来修菩萨行，入菩萨道，让众生呢能够发喜修菩提心的愿心，然后安住诸佛的法性当中，最后让安住于这个慈心三昧当中，让众生来具足这个慈悲的力量。
So the king continued said, good man, do you know why I want to practice this method? Because I want to guide, train, and lead all sentient beings. I want to protect all sentient beings. I want to help all sentient beings practice bodhisattva conducts. I want to give all kinds of skillful means to sentient beings and to make them ultimately give rise to the bodhi mind.And I want to make sentient beings settle in their own self nature obtain samadhi and eventually give rise to compassion, have the power of the compassion.
他说我这些方法让众生能够安住在各种心当中，然后呢自己能够拔出自己的苦恼，然后也令一切众生得到究竟的安乐，让自己生欢喜心，然后自己生清凉心，然后自己能够断这个生死的爱流，得到真正的法乐。
So I want to help all sentient beings give rise to all kinds of positive minds, help them to remove their own vexations, and also help others to obtain joy and removal of vexations, and eventually experience the joy of practice.
他说我用这个方法来治理我的国家的这个百姓呢，所以我国中的一些众生呢，他们在我的道场当中没有恐怖，身心安乐。
So, he said, I use this method to teach and help beings in my realm. And in my realm, they have no fear. The beings have no fear and all feel, settled and ease at their mind.
好，假如这国土里面的众生，他们很贫穷困苦啊，缺乏什么东西啊，不管财产啊，物质的东西，他们只要来到我这个地方，有任何的需求，我打开仓库。打开宝藏，任他们打，他们要什么拿什么。同学跟他们讲说，请问你不要再去做任何的恶业，不要再去恼害众生，甚至不要生起一些邪知邪见，不要生出种种的执着。
So he said, good man, in my realm, if any beings, any sentient beings are poor and in need of anything, they can come to my place.And I will open my treasure or my storage for them to attain anything. And then tell them, please do not commit any evil deeds anymore. Please do not harm any sentient beings anymore. Please don't give rise to the false views or evil views. And don't attach to things anymore.
他说如果你是贫穷啊，困苦啊，你需要什么东西？只要来我这边，到我的住的地方，或是到这个道路旁边，这边所有东西，你要什么拿多少，你要多少拿多少，随便你拿，你要拿多少多少。
So the king said, if you're poor or if you need anything, you can come to my place and get anything you want.
他说甚至呢，他说你不要生出怀疑心，也不要害怕。
And also do not give rise to doubts or fearful about it.
所以听国王的这一段话里面，我不晓得你们有没有听出来，这是一个大布施。
When we hear these verses in the sutra, I don't know if you get it. This actually refers to the great offering.
因为国王就跟他讲说，你需要什么就来拿，你要什么拿什么。这个就是所谓的财施，财务的财施。
Because when the king said you can come to my place to get anything you need, that actually is a offering of material goods.
好，他跟他讲说，你们不要再造恶业了，不要恼害众生啊，不要生起一些邪见啊，不要产生执着，这是法师以法来布施他们了。
And when the king said, please do not commit evil deeds, please do not harm other sentient beings, please do not give rise to false views, do not attach to things anymore. This actually is a teaching, so it's an offering of Dharma teaching.
然后跟他们讲说，你们不要怀疑，你们不要害怕，这个就是所谓的无畏施。
And at last,In the last one, he said, please do not give rise to doubt. Please do not be fearful. This is an offering of no fear.
所以你看到他的这大布施，财施、法施、卫施都有了。
So, you see, in this king, he made all three kinds of offerings.
我要问的是，是不是每个人都有这么大的福报，可以在那个一个城市，这个城市里面收到这三种大布施？
I want to ask you, is that true that everyone has such great blessings in that realm that can receive all three kinds of offerings?
Okay, 好，我们往下讲哈。 就这个国王有讲，他说你知道吗，就住在这个城市里面的所有的住众都是菩萨化身。
So the so we continued, and the king said, actually, do you know all the sentient beings living in this realm, in my realm, are all manifestations of bodhisattvas?
他们都是发了大圣心的菩提，发大圣心的菩萨。他们随着心的需求不同，他们看到的境界就不一样。他怎么说？他说有的人啊，觉得这个大光城小小的，可是有人觉得这个大光城很大。有的人觉得这个地面呢都是泥土沙石，有的人觉得他看到都是七宝琉璃。他说你看到，有的看到那个城墙就是土墙堆起来的，可是有人觉得是七宝围城的。有的看到那个地上啊就是高下不平，有石头有瓦砾，有的看到是无量的摩尼宝珠。他说而且地平如掌，像手掌一样。他说有的人看到这个房舍呢都是石头啊泥块啊木头造成的，有的看到一切楼阁啊东西都是妙宝所成的。
So the king said, actually, not everyone, not all the inhabitants in my realm see the exactly same thing. What they seem is based on what kind of vows they have generated and what kind of bodhi mind they have generated. So some bodhisattva will see this great city, the city of great light, is very small, very narrow.But others will see this city as very large, very big. While some will see the roads of the city is actually just stones or sands, stones. But others will see the whole city's magnificent palace. And some will see the walls of the city are just the clay or mud.Just build up on mud. But others will see the surroundings of the city is seven jewels. And some will see the city as uneven. It has highs and lows and with all kinds of storms. But others will see this city, with very wide road, the roads are so,level, it's just like a person's palm.
还有房舍，他的房舍都是泥土跟木头造的。有的看到这个房舍都是一些楼阁等等，都是妙宝所成的。
So some people will see the palace and the house are built up on mud and stones, but some will see the palace and towers are built up by seven jewels.
好，他想往下讲了。他说你知道吗，要是这个众生的心很清净，而且曾经种过善根，供养诸佛，而且发心要学一切智慧之道的时候，他以一位一切智慧的就近归处，而且在我往昔在修我在行菩萨道的时候，曾经被我所摄受的众生，他们看到这个大光城就是众宝所成清净的地方。
So he explained, if the sentient beingHas purified mind and have planted good seeds in the past, have made offerings in the past, and have generated the vows to practice, practice wisdom, compassion, and also when I was practicing the bodhisattva conduct in the past, they have been my followers or be my disciples.Then they can see this city as a great, magnificent, marvelous palace.
那其他这些曾经都没有种过善根的，也没有供养过佛的，也不会是我重新摄受过的众生的时候，他们看到的一切都是泥土啊、沙石啊、高下不平的污秽的城市。
So others, if they have not planted good seeds in the past, have not made offerings.Have not been my disciples' followers in the past. What they will see is just ordinary cities with, mud, stones, clays, and the roads are high, the roads with uneven roads.
所以我要问菩萨们，你们看到这个娑婆世界是一个怎么样的世界？土石高下不平，对不对？征战很多，争吵很多，还是你看到了 就是阿弥陀佛的极乐世界了，就是释迦牟尼佛的极乐世界了。你看到的是什么样的情况呢？
So I want to ask you, what type of world do you have seen? Do you see a world just, you know, ordinary, with ordinary mud, with ordinary lands, uneven lands, or you have seen Amitabha Buddha's pure land?
释迦牟尼
佛。Shikamoni's pure land.
你看到的是什么？假如你每天觉得说，哇，这个世界征战很多，烦恼很多，到处都有不同的状况，那个就是我们自己的心有问题了。其实这一切都是佛国净土，包括地狱，都是地藏菩萨的净土。可是是众生造业众生的秽土。
So if you have seen, if you have seen a world full of fights, full of quarrels, and you know it's just our beings how we see the world, but actually this is pure land of the Shikamoni Buddha, and even the hell for the hell beings, of course that's a hell, but for the earth storing Bodhisattva, it's actually his pure land.
他说这个国王往下讲，他说你知道吗？这国中的一切众生呢、啊？他说在这个五浊二世的时候，他们常常喜欢造各种的恶业，而且颠倒是非，黑白不明。所以呢，我就是用，因为很慈悲怜悯他们，想要救拔他们，所以我就用这个方法叫慈悲大、菩萨的大慈这个法门，来证入这个法门之后来救助他们的。
So, the king continued, good man, do you know the beings in this realm, they have committed all kinds of evil deeds, but I want to help them and protect them. So I practice this method and obtain this enlightened practice of great benevolence. So I can help them to attain samadhi.
当我进入这种三昧的时候，一切众生，他所有的部位就是害怕心，还有恼害他人的心，甚至仇恨心、争论心等等这些恶心。都会自动的消除不见了。他说为什么呢？因为证入这个慈悲大舍的这个法门的时候，随着这个法门的三昧法门呢，就有这样的结果，他能够去自动去除众生的一切的黑暗跟障碍。他说等一下你就可以看了。
So when I enter into this such samadhi, I can help all sentient be, I can help all beings here, remove, overcome fear, malice, hatred,and help them to remove all kinds of evil minds and help them to overcome the darkness and obstacles.
他说好，你等一下看看，你就可以看见了。
And he said, just wait a second in the UFC.
好，这个时候这个大官王立刻证入这个三昧，好，就是入随顺世间三昧，证入这个三昧的时候就发生往下下面一个状况。第一个发现这个大光城的内外有六变震动，你们都听过吗？齁，当发大愿的时候六变震动。另外呢，一切七宝所成的这个城墙啊、楼观啊、台等等等等都发出不可思议的微妙的声音。再来是这是状况，再来就是所有村落内外的所有的居民通通来到国王面前来跟国王顶礼。再来呢，可以看到因为是附近的这些鸟兽鸟跟兽大家互相看一看，然后用形容叫互相瞻视之后，他们都生出慈悲心的念头，然后呢都来到国王面前来跟国王礼拜。
So at that point the king entered such a samadhi, and whereupon so then several phenomena appear when the king entered such samadhi.First, the earth quaked, the whole kingdom quaked, and then as they shook, the jewel walls, the jewel temples, the jewel treasures, jewel windows, jewel bells, they all gave off beautiful, pleasant sounds and bowed toward the king. And the inhabitants of the city all came out and prostrated in front of the king. And even the animals, they looked at each other in friendship and harmony and bow toward the king.
这个六遍震动很难翻了，它翻成地震，不是啦，其实不是地震，它是它形容六的东西叫做动、涌、起、震、吼急，这个我想英文很难翻，所以就产生六遍震动，这一定是大殊胜状况才会出现的，绝对不是只有地震，不是地震。
Yeah, it's hard to translate what exactly what the quake. But I think it should, I guess it should be similar than earthquake because it makes, it really try to show, it's really try to show, because it really tries to show the something big is coming up, I guess.
欸、跟地震不一样，地震的话你就发现那个地壳裂动，这整个山河大地是变相，它不是的，它是殊胜庄严相，它是不太相同的。
So the difference between earthquake and this quake is the earthquake will torture, I guess, the landscape of the earth. But this quake, more good things will come out or magnificent things will come out.
好，讲完那个鸟兽状况之后，下面更殊胜的是，他说一些高山啊、平原啊、还有树呢，都转向国王，向国王敬礼。
And even the mountains and hills are.Even mountains and hills all bowed toward the king.
你说法师怎么可能？我不晓得你们有没有听过哈？那个当初释迦牟尼佛他快要成道的时候，然后哦对，他在修行的时候呢，就有那个树会跟他问讯，甚至那个大蟒蛇挡在头上来挡雨。你们有没有听过这样的故事？有。另外呢，像谁？像那个摩耶夫人。摩耶夫人当初要生产的时候，有两棵大树就是问讯，对，弯下来让摩耶夫人可以抓，因为我们众生都没有修行，所以我们看到的都不是这个样子。可是真正的以后修行的时候，你看，连这个山河大地都会来问讯。
So some people will think it's unimaginable how come the mountains and hills will bow toward the king.But actually, if you recall, there are several occasions in various sutras that mentioned the trees and the mountains will all like pay respect to great practitioners like Shakyamuni Buddha. The trees will bend over when it's raining, and when Shakyamuni Buddha's mother was giving birth, the trees will also come over to make a protection.
好，另外他讲说，像那个池塘啊。井啊，河海啊，整个水都满起来，然后呢，都流到国王的前面来，然后呢，三个大地一切鸟兽、树木，他们都很欢喜，然后一切的医报在演说这个妙法，然后呢，还有更是龙王，你知道那个龙啊，龙就是跟鱼有关嘛，哈，就一万只龙王就起大香云，然后呢，发出那个雷电的声音，然后降下这个毛毛的雨，另外。这些天叫什么刀立天呢夜魔天等等这些天王啊他们呢在天上呢做各种音乐咒乐另外有无数的天女在那边歌咏赞叹然后天空布满了各式各样的这种庄严的云来庄严天空甚至这个大象王他在天空呢散各种的宝花然后甚至璎珞来赞叹你就可以看到甚至什么这个天龙八部或是甚至在天龙八部描述出来他们以前还是在吃众生的血啊肉啊这些恶鬼神啊他们当下都发起慈悲心都希望能利益众生改邪归正来正他们都来跟国王顶礼问讯。
So at the same time also all the lakes, ponds, streams and rivers in the domain, flow toward the king and 10,000 water spirits sent subtly aromatic rains from clouds of fragrant water with thunders and lightning. 10,000 celestial beings adorn the sky with countless clouds of celestial music, goddess sweetly singing, clouds raining celestial jewel flowers. And the chief of the water spirits also adorn the sky with a covering of countless clouds of celestial jewel lotuses, countless trailings of ornaments of celestial jewel necklace, garlands, ornaments, and countless clouds of all-pervading celestial fragrance. Also, countless hundreds of thousands of sea and land goblins malevolent beings who feed on flesh and flesh and blood and consume the fish, birds, animals, and humans all became benevolent. And hundreds of thousands of other kinds of spirits also becoming benevolent and join their hands in respect and most joyfully bow to the king.
就发现说，他说不只是这个难言菩提的众生，这些恶鬼众生是这样，他说甚至于其他三天下，比如说东胜神州、犀牛贺州、北俱卢州，就是其他的像这样，就是四大部洲的一切众这些恶众生，甚至于是三千大千世界，乃至于十方千万亿拥有他的世界当中的一切恶毒众生，都是这个样子，他们就升起慈悲心来跟这个国王问讯。
In this way, all the fears, misfortunes, quarrels, agitations, the hostility of all creatures on earth ceased, and not just on this realm, and not just in this realm, but also other realms of four directions, but 3,000 worlds. And as this happened on earth, so it happened throughout 3,000 worlds.
你就可以看到我们从他大概描述到这个地方，最后就跟他讲说，我的法门就只有这样啊，你往下去参访另外一位善知识。
And then the king said, oh, this is my method, and if you want to learn more, you should continue to next good knowing advisor.
好，我们来讨论一下这个善知识的这个状况。
So let's pause and discuss a bit this good knowing advisor.
这个国王本身政报声很殊胜，对吗？他的国城，他的城市也非常的殊胜。你看十亿条大马路是怎么一回事，这么大的地方，而且这有居住了这么多的众生，然后在道路旁边什么东西都有，然后你只要来你想什么就拿什么，你连那个东西都是非常的殊胜的。那国王就是因为累生累劫修这样的一个慈悲观，他的慈悲观他所能够涉及的，包括他能够所能够影响的，是他国度的一切众生，让这些众生们在他国度当中，他可以受到他的佛，叫做财师、法师、无畏师。
So first, this city is a magnificent, a marvelous city, and the king himself has great physical characteristics, and also the city is so large, has millions of streets. And with 8 gates, and there were lots of numerous sentient beings living there. And the reason, you know, the king has all these great blessings, great merits, is because he has been practicing the method of great benevolence in his past lives, many lifetimes. That's why he can help and offer 3 types of offerings to beings in the city and help them fulfill whatever they need.
第二个是讲众生只要心清净，你曾经种过善根，曾经呢供养诸佛，曾经是被这个国王他说他摄受过的，所以你看到的一切现象都是地贫如掌七宝琉璃所成。要是你都没有种过善根，然后呢也没有供养过诸佛，你看到一切外面状况就是高低不平的状况。
The second point is, the king mentioned, if sentient beings have made offerings in the past, have planted good seeds in the past, have been his followers or disciples in the past, then they will have the chance to see this great city as what we have described, full of jewels. And beautiful and large, and with even roads, but other sentient beings who have not planted good seeds in the past, who have not been his followers, practitioners in the past, they will see the world as uneven, with the mud, stones, with all the ordinary materials.
再来就是说，当这个国王修这个慈心三昧的时候，所有的一切的现象，周边的一切，他的所谓的医报现象， 包括人啊、动物啊、鸟兽啊、山河大地啊、包括水啊、泉子等等等等，对，他们所呈现出来都是慈悲相，他们都来跟佛，只是这样，就是这样来跟他问讯，而且断了一切的恶念头，来跟他问讯。
And the third point is when this king entered into great samadhi, the compassion samadhi, all the mountains, lakes, streams, they all stopped and bowed to him. And all kinds of beings, even those are usually to be malicious or cruel, they were all stopped and become benevolent and bow to the king.
所以我要就来跟菩萨们讲说，其实要平常的时候要多种善根，多修福报。我不晓得你有没有觉得你被这个国王摄受过。
That's why I want to talk to you and say, please plant more good seeds, and you know, accumulate more merits.
一生当中有没有生过这种慈悲心？有吗
？Have you ever given rise to this kind of compassion in your lifetime？
有吗？有，对，其实是我们都是被诸佛菩萨所摄受过的，不要怀疑哦。
Yes.
不然，你今天没有因缘坐在这个地方，我们来大家来分享华严经。
Yes, do not doubt that you have given rise to such kind of mindset, because if you have not be guided or helped follow this Guna Invita before, you will not have this opportunity sitting here and listen to this talk.
好，最后我要用师父的一段叮咛来结束今天的 talk 哈。我想大家可能知道，师父曾经讲过说，诸贤啊，各自珍重，我们有这番同学菩萨道的善根福德因缘，我们曾在无量诸佛座下同结善缘。并将人在无量诸佛会中同修无上菩提，同在正法门中互为眷属。
So I want to end today's talk by 师父's words. And 师父 once said, wise man, woman, please take care of yourself. We have good merits and conditions in the Bodhisattva path. We had immeasurable Buddha seeds hereafter, not.Many friends and the fellow would still practice in immeasurable Buddha's supreme enlightenment dependence with each other in the Dharma door.
所以最后跟大家讲说，我们要珍惜每个因缘。好，阿弥陀佛。
So please treasure every moment.